We say Ulahavira Mechaker at Senecha, that they wanted to stop us fulfilling Hashem's chukim. So why specifically chukim? Surely there were lots of mitzvahs they told us not weren't allowed to do. But this is the point. For the Greeks, it's all about human chachma. It's all about human wisdom. And therefore people can only do things that make sense. Chukim are mitzvahs that are the reasons not given. This is the things that the Satan and the nations of the world make fun of us and say, ach, why can't you eat chazal? Why can't you wear shatnas? You can't give a rational reason for it. What on earth could be wrong with a coat that has wool and linen in it? It doesn't matter. It's a gzeirah from Hashem. This is why we said Nasa v'nishma. Even if we don't understand the reason, that doesn't mean that we don't do it. We're willing to be mevatel adas to a higher authority. So that's why it says la'avira mechakim. But what's rechakir at Tzeinacha? Perhaps this is the point. The Yavanim understood you have to have order within society. They understood that a human being also needs to behave in a moral and ethical way. Aristotle writes about good character traits. But again, this is only from the human vantage point. It's only from the human perspective. Chukei Ritzeinecha is an awareness and understanding. We're attaching ourselves to the Ratzon Hashem, to the desire, to the will of Hashem. This isn't just about the order of society. In fact, Shem Shem Fal Hirsch therefore broadens it and says that all mitzvahs ultimately consider Chakir at Tzeinacha. The reason why we fulfill all mitzvahs is because of Ritzon Hashem. Not because the reasons do or don't make sense to us. They may well do. We may well find them meaningful. But our performance of mitzvahs is not predicated, is not dependent on whether they make sense to us or not. One day, yeah, one day, not. I'm feeling it today, I'm not feeling it another day. Of course, there are days when we're stronger. Of course, there are days when we're weaker. Of course, there are days we understand more and times when we feel that we understand less. But this is the point that Rav Volbe makes in Ali Shur. We have up days and down days. You may ava and you may sina. The reason why we're doing this is because it's emes. Not because it feels good or it feels right at any given point. And this is what the Maccabim were fighting for. It's a way of life. And a way of life that they bequeathed to us. Where we have a sense of consistency based on the reality that we know this to be true. Not that our human seichel has arrived at a clear and cogent understanding of anything specific. And perhaps it was the fact that we were willing to be moser nefesh for this. Shabbos, Shchedesh, Bismillah. Perhaps this is why we had the incredible miracles of Hanukkah. Va'ata bracha mecha rabim, who was zeicha to Hashem's mercy. It required our mesiras nefesh. In fact, the Gzeris of the Yavanim, the Rambam writes, in the Gzeris Taimon, lasted 52 years until Matisyahu and his sons got up. For the first 52 years, they did have the ability to oppress us. It was only when we were willing to fight back, when we were willing to understand that we need to sacrifice, give self-sacrifice, that which we know to be true. Then Hashem had mercy on us, and they understood that their successes were very much an act of divine compassion and divine mercy. It wasn't about their physical strength. It was about their willingness to go fight for Hashem. Once they were willing to fight for Hashem was on their side. He had mercy and compassion and showed us the most incredible miracles.